Mr. Beast, hello.
Hello. Can you
there
hear me?
There he is. Yes, sir.
Good deal. Doesn't need to go down at all.
Nope, you were perfectly fine on my end. Let's get a little test from Living Dead Girl.
Test, mic check.
There we go, we got it. So, let me get my intro out the way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Senpai on the Rocks. I am joined by Mr. Beast and Living Dead Girl themselves. Very, very popular creators on Twitch, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere around. So, this is a little bit of a part two or whatever. We didn't get to upload the first one. So we're going to restart it all. So we're going to start with Living Dead Girl. Tell us about yourself and what you're about.
Okay, so I'm Living Dead Girl. My name is actually Christine, but I go by Living Dead Girl because I love Rob Zombie and I love rock music. Also love horror. I was born 2 days before Halloween as well. Born in Missouri. I got a family of gamers. We got my dad, my mom. They play games. My aunt played games. My uncle. I even play now. I play with my dad and my uncle on Elden Ring. So that's fun. Let's see what else. Just love horror music, horror movies, rock music, video games. Kingdom Hearts, all time's favorite, and Devil May Cry. I like hack and slash, stuff like that. Started streaming because I also had some friends that were streamers, so I wanted to get, wanted to get into it as well. And I would watch these girls on Apex play, they would stream Apex on Twitch, and I was like obsessed with that. And I was like, I want to do that. And I always want to be an actor, so I feel like that's another step into that.
Like killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Beast, how about yourself?
My actual name is Kurt. I'm a voice actor, as you said. I guess I'm a famous content creator. That's weird to hear. Because mostly I'm like Living Dead Girl's ninja half the time, and I'm just like, oh, I'll do this technical thing back here, changing set pieces without actually being seen. But yeah, I'm a voice actor as well. I've done machinimas on YouTube, a couple commercial gigs here or there, nothing crazy, stuff where it's, I'm recording for office jobs and what have you for their infomercials. That's really basically about it with me. I don't do anything too crazy, man.
We also do art. We like spray paint art.
I love spray paint art. It's one of my favorite art forms.
As far as gaming, I guess my family would have a similar origin. My whole family has gamed at one point or another. Even my dad. And he was the least the game out of all of us, but I still have memories of him going through Doom 2 in the back of my head. He was one of the first people who bought Doom in our family, so... the sisters are the same way. They don't really have anything, but I have one that's like, oh, I beat Final Fantasy VII, something I've never done. And the other one is beat Sonic on the Neo Geo, Sonic 2, I think it was. Got like all the Chaos Emerald special ending and all that.
I just started playing Sonic 2 on the Nintendo Switch Online, and that's hard.
Yeah, it's a tough game. I couldn't do it. I actually ended up bringing... She was planning on getting her daughter a Switch, but she wanted to try before she bought. So I brought her a game over. I'm like, listen, like, I don't know if your daughter's going to like this game, but I have a game inside this console that you're going to love, because she loved Dynasty Warriors and 99 Knights, and I had Hyrule Warriors sitting in there, and I'm like, I have a game sitting in this console. I think you're really going to enjoy it. We were over at her house for 2 hours, and I actually had to, like, I tried to get it back from her at one point. She was like, no. That blood still runs through. All right, it's still there.
Okay, and, we asked a bunch of questions before, like I said, in the test screen, and, I'm going to be re-asking some of those questions. And, Living Dead Girl, how did you and Mr. Beast meet each other?
Okay, so I moved in with my cousin James, and we would go to his neighbor's house to these parties. And it was like a month or two in, I finally went over there. Wasn't really looking for a boyfriend or anything either. But like, I felt something. I don't know how to explain it. Like when I saw him, I just like, I was like, oh, he's very attractive. And, you know, I feel like I could see myself in the future being with him. Like,
I was glaring at her the entire night.
Joshua was staring at me, but it looked like he was giving me a mean look, not like a good look. And I'm like, what did I do to that guy?
Like, he's like, don't walk over
maybe
here.
Maybe he doesn't like me. Yeah. But I was like, no, no, you know what? I just sat on his lap that night. I threw myself on his lap and I was like, hey, can I get a cigarette? And I
got that was the week after. See, these events play back differently in my head.
Oh, you're talking about it.
See, because I so the week before she decided to jump into my lap, I had like been an idiot and never talked to her, but like all night I was like looking over at her like, oh, that girl looks cute. And then at one point we won't get into specifics, but this guy's a douchebag and he was telling me to go flirt with her, and I was like,
but yet trying
well, you've to made it, well, you've like, made it all completely awkward, so no, I'm not going to do that now.
And who was mad when he found out we were together? That guy. Right. Was very upset.
He was pissed. That was
one of those situations.
Yep. It was around my birthday, too, because we went to a Halloween party.
Okay. And, you know, how long did you guys like initially date before the engagement happened, and who did the engagement?
Very long time. How many years? I'd say two years, maybe three.
We dated for 2 years before I proposed.
We kind of forgot we were engaged and felt like we were already married. That's how long.
Then for like 3 years after the engagement, we were engaged and never married.
Yeah.
Oh.
That whole game.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because weddings are expensive, guys. Yes. Weddings are freaking expensive.
Yes,
it happens to most people only once. I'm not going to say, but it's a special thing and you should drop money on it. Like you should treat yourselves. So if you need to take 2 or 3 years,
it's true. You know, the one time in your life, you know, that you're good
to make that like special day actually special, do it.
Yes.
Recommend. Exactly. Highly recommend.
Because me and my wife, this is going to sound white trash as hell, but we rented a place out for a day just to have the ceremony. Was there an after party? Was there a reception? No.
Neither. Do you want to know what we did?
What are you talking about? We did everything in the backyard. All that money we spent on it was for the stuff there.
And our honeymoon was, we all went back with some friends at a motel for $80 a night.
We fixed the honeymoon.
And got drunk with everybody and party.
We fixed the honeymoon 2 years later and went on a
one. We went to Florida. But like, that's our honeymoon. Like, but we just had a good time. Like, we also decorated my cousin with Taco Bell sauce. That was funny.
Yeah, I feel that because, you know, we had the married, whatever, you know.
In our wedding suite. Yeah, I'm going to decorate him with taco sauce, man. It's my wedding suite on my wedding night, and he passed out in it.
So we decorated.
I'm sorry. Can we swear? I'm so sorry.
Yes, you can swear. You can swear all you want. This is an 18-plus podcast.
Good deal.
So, like, you know, I get that. I get, like, weddings can be expensive because we had, just like you guys said, you know, we had our little reception in the backyard. And that's what everybody said. BYOB. You know, bring your own shit.
I think we had KFC. Someone brought KFC.
Yeah, we catered for my work at a significant discount because I was
still at KFC. Kurt was working at KFC, so we got a discount.
Okay.
Flinging cocks.
I will say, though, my honeymoon was not really a honeymoon, but it was a nice honeymoon because I went to the Museum of Death out there in New Orleans. And if you guys ever, and since you said you are a horror movie fan and you love horror, you love everything dark, let me tell you, that is one place you need to go. Need to visit.
Hell yeah.
It is the Museum of Death.
I've always wanted to go to the Day of the Dead and all that, like the celebration of that. Also, I've been to Ripley's where you can see all the really cool stuff at the Ripley's Believe It or Not place. And I'm like, I love this place.
Well, if you're obsessed over like serial killers and like
yes.
monsters in this world, That's what they have at the Museum of Death. They have like stuff from Ed Gein's house. I don't know if you know who Ed Gein is, but he is the familiar? He's the main focal point off of Leatherface. He's the main focal point.
Okay, that's why it sounds familiar. Gotcha.
Psycho and all these other movies that have come out because he was a monster.
Psycho is a good one. I also watched Alfred Hitchcock. That's how much I was into horror.
Like, I love Alfred Hitchcock's movies. Dude, the yes. Birds is one of my favorite.
Also, favorite poet, David.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. Love him. Love him to death. Yes. But they have all of Ed Gein's little knickknacks that he made as a serial killer. A belt made out of nipples.
Oh wow!
Did I hear a belt made out of nipples?
And an apron.
Did he wear it?
He wore it. He wore everything that was in there. He
Leatherface,
wore on a daily basis. Leatherface.
Yeah, it happened in Texas.
He had an apron that was made out of a woman's body.
Wow.
You realize these are the gold items of our world, right? Like, these are the
I do know. That's
the legendary loot for us. Like, we get a nipple belt.
Yep. And Jack the Ripper. Like, Jack the Ripper, they have stuff for, like, they have found of him, but they've never found him.
Yes, I love Jack the Ripper. I love learning about him.
It could have been a woman.
It could have been.
Yeah, we don't know. I love that kind of stuff. I even watched the John Wayne Gacy story, which, whoa.
Yeah, he was messed up.
Jeffrey Dahmer, yeah, all that.
So, you know, to get back on my track of, you know, because I have to be the host and I have to keep things on track here. And I have a bad habit of that, to be honest with y'all. I'm not good at this. So I'm going to ask Mr. Beast, what is a favorite place you've ever traveled to?
I wish I could say somewhere out of country, but I haven't left the country yet. But, as far as, like, community, Virginia Beach.
That's what I was going to say.
For as far as community, Virginia Beach. Locale, exactly Las Vegas was pretty bitchin'. But as far as community, if you want to go somewhere and tell you what, I will regale you a tale. So we were in Virginia Beach vacationing, and good friend of ours passed away. We were in the middle of traffic when we got the information. We just got a phone call, and hey, your friend is gone.
Oh, damn.
Broken, you know, like, I immediately pull out of traffic and park and, like, grieve for, like, 30 minutes so I can actually move and then call the people I'm with, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to come back to the hotel. I ain't doing crap, blah, 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 blah. And man, on our way back to the hotel, I stopped, stepped outside, started smoking a cigarette. A British guy walked up and just started having like the greatest conversation in the world. What didn't talk about what was wrong with me, could tell I was in a bad mood, just told us a story of his country and stuff that was happening to him. And honestly, he was telling us a story about how the police would, because he even admitted, he's like, I'm kind of a chav, kind of an asshole. So, He was telling us a story about how, like, the cops would get pissed, and he's like, they wouldn't, you know, they would drag you by your hair on horseback when they got pissed at you. Like, when they were finally fed up, whoop, and then they would grab your hair and start taking you down the street. But he told me the story and just instantly turned my day around. And a lot of the community out there was like that. They're just
very nice people.
Very nice people. Very
they high five you when you're holding the door open for them. You'll hold a door open for someone to come in, and they just high five you, like, "Yeah, people are so nice."
High fives all around.
You know when you're back to Missouri because people will be flicking you off driving.
Florida's kind of in the middle because I held the door open for an old man, and he literally goes, "Man, it's Florida. No one's in a hurry. I don't care." Like, okay.
All right, and you know, with that being said, you know, everybody loves traveling places, and for that to happen to you guys and, you know, for your whole day to be turned on, that's beautiful. You know, that doesn't happen every day. And it just so happened that you guys were on the other end of the spectrum, and it just helped you out to move forward.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
And my question for the both of you is, you know, with all the stuff that goes on with y'all's day-to-day lives and with what happens with, you know, family members, friends, what really guides you guys away from the like the sadness of it all to get more of a happy mindset?
Video games. Just jumping on like Halo ODST.
I live in an ever permanent fortress of delusion and solitude, and that because protects me very well.
You know, from work, it's like, what are you playing? What are you playing? You know what I mean? Like, it's straight to video games if, you know, get our minds off it. We game pretty much, I'd say, almost 24 hours a day. Almost. We go to the bathroom.
Me and her,
we do. We really don't have nothing going on. We don't, like, go to the gym. We don't do any of that. Our gym is our work, so we're good.
And then as far as when we're in negative moods, me and her have a really good, like, energy ping pong we'll do back and forth, but we're normally pretty good at making sure the other one's in a good mood when we're not. Hell, just for reference, like 10 minutes ago, I was really frustrated because, unfortunately, my entire studio just went down. My entire booth just bit it, all because one cable went out.
Oh. Jesus.
But you made me feel better. Like, I was fairly upset. I was like, well, I can't do any voice work until I get this replaced. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, I get paid in 2 days, dude. What are you worried about? I'm like, okay.
We'll just get another one.
We'll just get another one. Replace it.
Extra passion, we'll replace it.
Exactly. So, my thing with Mr. Beast, when Living Dead Girl told me about, you know, you being a voice actor, you know, I'm a man of many questions. Okay, and that's the reason I have my podcast, and that's the reason I talk to certain people. And one thing I love to death is, you know, amateur actors who can do really good voices.
He's the one that told me that I should do voice acting more, but I just don't have the passion like he does for it.
Well, if someone, I'll tell you one job you'll get 100%, okay? If someone needs a Miley Cyrus voice actor, you got it.
Yep.
That's that.
Or
that's,
Marge.
So I'm going to go ahead and lay this out real quick, especially in reference to what you guys are talking about. Voice acting is like 10% mimicry.
Oh, like, I know.
10% of your job. Solid 60 to 70% of a normal voice actor's work is, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Blah, 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 blah. Do you have problems peeing? Do you have problems with water? Blah, 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 blah. Try this drug. It'll help you do this and this. Or, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, advanced marketing systems uses blah, blah, blah to help it do blah, 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 blah. Or even on the other end of the spectrum, sexual harassment in the workplace and you will not. That's 90%. That's a majority of your work. There's a small 10 to 20% of those voice actors that, you know, are, hey, I work for Funimation every day.
You're Yosemite Sam.
Years years of work. Ooh, I blew my stack. Why don't you put me on the spot like that?
Good job.
You gotta make me do voices right in the middle of while I'm trying to explain how mimicry doesn't have a lot to do with voice acting, you darn varmint.
Said Elmo.
I don't know if I can do falsetto.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
That one's hard to bust into after doing something like Yosemite. Give me a minute to rest.
Okay, so like I see that your voice is kind of deep when it comes to the voice acting that you do. Mm-hmm. There is one voice that once Living Dead Girl told me that you were a voice actor, and then I heard your voice, so I just had to see if you could do it. I'm pretty sure you guys are anime fans, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
I really would love to hear you try All Might.
You know, it's funny because you're not the first person to ask me that. I've done a few hot voices. So give me a moment here. I was actually playing with it a couple days ago. Like, I can kind of do it if I really work at it. I'm sure I could pull off an All Might. Like, he's basically just Piccolo's voice. You kind of just Gohan. You gotta kind of get that kind of. Yeah, Gohan. I'd have to listen to him.
Because I feel like his tone of voice is all like in the back of the throat.
It's something I've dabbled in, but when I do my mimicry, like, I'm very perfectionist with my mimicry, so like I won't even attempt it until I've listened to it like 20 times. I'm like,
he's okay. Done Elmo spot on, so it's like
It's one of those ones I can call back to. Like there's a few like I can just, and my voice will shift over to it, and I've actually developed characters around those voices because of my ability to do that, which does help with auditioning. And then some of them are mimicry, and I've stolen the voice and made it my own, to be fair.
I'm going to bring it back around to the Miley Cyrus thing, too, real quick.
Go ahead.
So when I first started streaming, by the way, I didn't really, like, hear that I sounded like Miley Cyrus, but people were showing up in the chat constantly. They were like, why do you sound like Miley Cyrus, but you look nothing like her? You're freaking me out. I was like, welcome to the stream.
Something I've never listened to an interview of Miley Cyrus, ever. I never watched Hannah Montana, so I had no frame of reference for this whatsoever, so I was kind of blindsided by it, too. And we looked it up. Sure enough.
Billy Ray. Yeah.
So, like, before I try and, you know, butcher, because I feel like me and Mr. Beast could practice on the All Might thing, you know? Because I do voices. I just don't do voice acting. There's a difference. I do voices just to, you know, kind of make myself happy on when skies are gray, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, you do voice work, man. You're still working with your voice. You can't take away from that.
Yeah.
So, like, if anyone like watches my stream, okay, Living Dead Girls popped in a few times, and if something happens and I wasn't ready for it, I always go with like my old man voice, which I got this from my grandfather, which, you know, may he rest in peace. But this is how he sounded when he passed, like whenever he would talk. Like, say I die, I'm like, oh shit. Goddamn. Fuck. And anytime he would talk to me, Tanner, go get me a beer out the fridge. It sounded like he was whispering, but he wasn't. He lost his voice due to smoking.
Oh wow.
And well, I was like, Grandpa, you don't need a beer. Don't be a faggot. Give me a beer. I'm like, oh, okay. All
right. I'll get you a beer then.
I'll get you one. I ain't gonna be that. So before, like I said, I'm gonna do the All Might thing throughout the stream or whatever. I'm gonna do it at some point throughout the podcast. But I wanted to ask Living Dead Girl, how would you describe your stream viewers for everyone?
I would say a lot of them are into Halloween, and everyone is super, super nice and very, very, like, they tell me to, like, a lot. A lot of people feel, I don't know, I feel like everyone in there is very, like, genuine. Very genuine. And when we do get a hater, they're banned. You know, yes, I haven't been a lot of haters lately.
10 people died someone so quickly, man.
And, yeah, and the people even in my chat are like, do you want us to be a mod for you? We'll protect you. Like, I'm like, aw.
Yeah, I've been part of your stream, and I'm also part of your Discord as well. And I honestly have to say that y'all's community is beautiful. It's amazing. Anytime I pop in to say hello, everybody greets me.
They're very friendly.
And about that, sorry if I don't respond right away, or, you know, something happens or whatever.
How dare you, life, man?
Yeah, we all understand that each other has. That's why I made a family thing on there too.
Yeah, because, like, I have too much stuff going on as is. You know, I got two kids. I got a house to clean. I got a stream to try to maintain. Twitter, my Discord.
Yep.
And it's just hectic. So I apologize if I'm not responding right away to y'all's questions or something.
No
like
need.
That. Because, you know, most of, like, everybody that streams and they post in Discord in the self-promotion tab, they don't want to feel like they're just there posting that one thing.
Right.
So I try my best to be like, hey, how is everybody? You know, and if I get a notification on my phone. Hey, Tanner, what's up? And I'll try to respond to it. But let's talk about your Discord. When did you start the Discord, and how did you feel when it started growing?
So when I started it, I'm trying to think the exact year. It was like a year. I want to say a year ago.
I could check the audit log.
Yeah, he could check, but I want to say like a year or two ago. But I was told by other streamers, like I started to get more viewers, and people were like, "You need, where's your Discord? I'd like to join Discord." I'm like, "Shit, only Kurt uses Discord. What's Discord?" I had to like look it up and learn more about it, which now I'm learning a lot more. But and then when it blew up, like when it started getting more people, I was like, "Wow!" Like I was the only one posting in there. Like the selfie page was all me. The self-promotions were all me. Like, there wasn't really anyone talking. It was pretty dead. And then all of a sudden, like, it started going off one day, like, crazy. And I was, like, I was so happy because I had people to talk with. New people were showing up. And that's one thing about me is I am a people person. I love talking to new people. Like, me and my husband go places. He's not the one to walk up and start talking to somebody. I'm always the one that engages the person first.
Okay.
Guys, I have a pretty face. I am not a nice person. Well,
okay. Yes, you are.
Person, but
you're just shy. Well, you're just.
I'm a little bashful.
Because I look people in the eyes sometimes, but he won't.
But I can.
I will.
Uncomfortable with. I don't look. It's weird, man.
It is kind of weird, but
I don't. I stare. I stare at their ears.
Like a spiritual connection. You're like, whoa.
Like I'll stare like right past their head, right over their right ear. Normally.
Absolutely. You could stare at my ears, bro, because I got holes in them. So you stare right through them if you want to.
My community is literally a family. It's like the Olive Garden. When you're here, be family.
Now that situation messes me up because then I'm like, I don't want to stare at his piercings. Then I feel like kind of a jerk. That's catch me looking down a lot. Like, why does he keep looking down while we're talking?
So for those who don't know, me and Lim and Dead Girl did not meet off of streaming. We actually, you know, followed each other on TikTok for some time. How I knew about her stream and how I knew about her gaming and, you know, meeting Mr. Beast on Instagram and stuff like that was she posted some game clips and stuff like that. That's all she posted.
Yeah.
Was gaming clips. Like, I see this person follow me. I'm like, okay, cool. I like the name because I love, you know, I'm initial lover of Rob Zombie. You know, love his movies and whatnot. And I was like, okay, well, shoot. I follow her back, whatever. See, nothing but gaming. Call of Duty. And I'm like, okay, well, does she stream? I got the stream up and everything. And ever since then, you know, we've created a friendship and all, and you know, it's awesome. So I want Mr. Beast to tell me, what is a game you thought you liked but actually hated?
A game I thought I'd like but actually hated?
Yes, sir.
I mean, anything that released in the last year next to Metroid Dread.
Hold up. Now you're talking about Elden Ring now. Elden Ring was released this year.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that one was good.
Last year.
He's obsessed with that one.
I'm talking specifically like...
This is the tour guide right here of Elden Ring.
In order 2021.
Everyone asked him for help.
This is true. I am an Elden Ring tour guide, and I would totally help you with the stuff you're at.
Yes.
I'm not willing to stonewall my game yet, man. I'm sorry. I'm still helping other people. I lead everyone to the lake, man.
He does.
How can I sign multiplayer at freaking Godfrey, the first Elden Lord? I can't get to the Snowtop Mountains.
You had me messed up, dude, because I'm like sitting, like as soon as you asked, I immediately went straight to gold, the gold version, and I'm like, sign's down, or I'm going to put my sign down, like I'm going to ask him for his password. Wait a minute, I don't even know if he's on PS4. Wait a minute, I don't even know if he's at this version of the boss.
See, we were excited for Elden Ring because we were Dark Souls players. We already were obsessed with Dark Souls, so we were like, oh, we can't wait.
Just like those games, I still appreciate that game because even as a Souls vet, I'm walking in there and still figuring out new stuff. Our old mechanics we waste. But new stuff every playthrough, every time.
The fact that you can, like, explore the world and not have to face the first boss is amazing. That's one. That's one fact about
that's
it.
That's why I like it for sure.
So I've even gone as far since you bring that up. I have a level one phantom I made. I actually put that up in the Discord. I don't know if you happen to read that, but I have a level one phantom I made, a dark phantom, and the way I made him. I did a wretch, of course, went through, grabbed what items I wanted, like ran all the way through Kaled, got the flame stone because I had already played it, so I knew where everything I wanted was. Completely bypassed Margit, completely bypassed Godric. Godric didn't deal with either of them. There's a little path where you can go around to the lake, and went straight to the lake, went up, and just got my invasion sign from the manor, the volcano manor. Went back to the Church of Ella, the very first bonfire, and start invading people there. And yep, sure enough, I'm invading everyone who's level one. I'm nice though. I don't go in there with like gear. I just try and fist fight people because, I mean, come on, they just started the game. Let's be a little real.
Well, about the invading part, I was like, you know what? I love invading. Whatever. I like, you know, meeting other players and seeing what they have to offer. I forgot that when you invade someone that's at your kind of tier level. That was not that was the case, man, because I got my ass literally handed to me on a silver platter, and I forgot
did too. Or no, I had a flawless. With you guys game, know I put the video up.
Especially when they're first starting out, you're not generally going to run into your hardcore souls vet.
Yeah, I think I ran into a new player.
I'm going to have multiplayer turned on and be in single player mode and yada, yada, yada. 9 times out of 10, especially within the first year of a Souls game release, you're invading into a 3v1 gank.
Exactly. So when I invaded this one person, I knew I was in for a bad time when I saw Milana's armor.
Yep.
I was like,
I'm about to get Rivers of Blooded or something. Here we go. Yeah. Dance. What's about to happen?
Before I can even walk a step, the dude was already at my face, like, "Hi, welcome to Chili's," and just like just wrecked me, and I died. I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna stay away from that."
I actually haven't PvP'd the last few times I've done it, and the main reason is because they have a glitch going right now. Using that carrion retaliation spell, I guess you throw a glint stone down and then parry that, and it gives you the daggers, but it gives you like each dagger does like 2,500 damage, and they're invisible and move at the speed of freaking sound.
It seems like anytime there's a patch with Elden Ring, another problem comes up.
You can't see the daggers above their head. You just walk up and you're just.
We are step bro and step sis on Elden Ring.
People
are very confused when they show up.
They're pretty receptive. I'll sit there mimic veiled, completely hidden. We also wear the same armor sets. Slightly different. I wear a slightly different helmet that still has white hair out the back, but basically the same exact armor sets. So she'll just sit there like in the middle of the lake. We normally let people invade us at the lake. So she's just sitting in the middle of the lake, like next to a tree or something, just out in the open, meandering. And I am normally like 15 feet from her, hidden as like a body or a tree or something. And the second they start running into attacker, she does some type of spell. Oh, hey, what's
we
up?
We also sit back and clam slam everyone we kill on there. So we brought Call of Duty, little flavor of Call of Duty over.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see that one pop up on the Reddit at some point. Like, well, I was invading today. I think this is going to end my invasions for the day. As Step Bro unhides himself and kills
someone. What are you doing, Step Tarnished? So this is the part where I'm going to ask you one question that I ask that I have been asking every small streamer that I interview on here is, what is that one game? Literally everybody dogs on that you don't want people to know that you play.
That's a hard one because I'll play anything on stream. I don't give a care. I'm like, you know what? I would say Black Ops 4.
Ah, oh, that god awful.
Like I play it. It is bad, but like I'll play that, but I will not stream if I play that.
Even I get in trouble playing that game. Like you're not playing. You're playing the multiplayer.
I play Hearthstone.
Yeah, it's fun. All right, those are your words.
I did not like that game. That is the worst Call of Duty to me. And
Infinite Warfare holds a special.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay, well that's worse than that one for sure. But yeah, I like playing the heist on there, and so but I would not stream me playing it.
Touche. Mr. Beast, what about yourself? Anything for totally spies the game for PlayStation.
Games I like that a lot of people hate, man. That's a tough one because I don't know. Every game seems to get a little bit of hate. Open Steam library. I'm going to lean towards Fortnite right now.
Yeah, people do hate on it.
I've been playing that again. A lot of people hate on Fortnite. And I mean, I'm having fun with it. I get the hate, but at the same time,
fun, so that's all that matters.
I never played Fortnite. He played it all the time, and I was like, ew. I tried it, and I didn't like it, because you had to build. And when they got rid of the building, it brought people that don't play Fortnite into Fortnite. Like, it made it.
Fortnite's your anime equivalent One Piece, Christine.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I will ask you about Battlefront 2.
A lot of people hated Battlefront 2. There we go. I've been playing the crap out of Battlefront 2. I love it. It's a blast. I can't believe people didn't like it. It's a great
game.
I love
Battlefront 2. It's one of my favorite Star Wars games besides Fallen Order. But I will ask y'all both the same question, but I want both y'all to answer separately.
Yep.
Since y'all are both video game fans. Five Nights at Freddy's, yes or no, and what is your favorite one? I'll ask it first to Mr. Beast.
No, because I've never played it. My nephews have played it, but yeah, no, because I've never played it. I don't think I've ever been interested in it. I haven't really looked into it too much. I know the whole story about it. I even watched it was Nicolas Cage, right? The Nicolas Cage movie. Yeah. It was a fantastic movie. It was the best B-movie I've ever watched.
Listen, man, that wasn't Five Nights at Freddy's, all right?
It wasn't actually Five Nights at Freddy's. It was a ripoff of Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah. Oh, I have to look up the name of it. If you haven't seen it, it's a great dang movie.
I've heard about it, but I've never seen it. I really want to watch it. But I didn't get into Five Nights at Freddy's, to be honest with y'all, until I started learning about the lore. And one thing, before I get to you, this living dead girl, that game is not for children. It should not be for children.
But I hear it's all that play it.
Yeah, and their whole database is just children. So if you ever hear of a kid stuffing another kid into an animatronic and killing it, blame Five Nights at Freddy's.
Now we know why.
Now we know why.
What's the name of that movie, by the way? Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's Wonderland. And there was another one that was also based off of, well, it was a ripoff of Five Nights at Freddy's called the Banana Split movie.
Yeah, I still want to see that.
It's freaking hilarious, but Living Dead Girl, what about yourself? Do you play Five Nights at Freddy's, and what is your favorite one?
Sadly, I have never played it. Only seen my nephews and nieces play it. But they were obsessed with it and kind of showed me some of it, and it looked pretty fun. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't say I would never play it, but, like, I want to try it.
Well, see, the thing with Five Nights at Freddy's is that they started off early, okay? They started off with just a point-and-click adventure. And point-and-click adventures were on the rise. And, you know, you could find stuff, whatever. But I think where Five Nights at Freddy's kind of shifted was when they got into sister location. That's whenever they started with, you know, okay, well, we're going to add more movement. We're going to add this. We're going to add that. And then once they came out with Help Wanted and then Security Breach, I see Five Nights at Freddy's going somewhere and actually being more than just a point-and-click.
Yeah, definitely want to try that one. I've never played it.
I will be streaming Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach tonight. I can't stream Help Wanted like I want to because I have that on the Switch.
We'll try and catch it. We do work tonight.
Fun stuff working is.
Fun stuff, guys.
So, okay, Mr. Beast, what is one thing about yourself that everyone should know but doesn't?
I'm amazing.
Right.
That is by far the best answer I've had to that question all series. I've gotten like, I'm a love caring person. I stream this game on Saturdays. But just by far, I'm awesome. That brought back the Dragon Ball Abridge, Vegeta. Bitch, I'm adorable.
Yeah. He acts like Vegeta all the time.
Oh, gosh. It's the second time I've heard that this week. I just had a buddy tell me because he watched Abridge for the first time. He's like, you know, I realized through watching this show, for one, it's like literally having a conversation with you. A lot of the shows, a lot of your
definitely.
Yeah, that seems like something Beast would say.
So, before we get on the Dragon Ball Bridge topic, because I really want to talk about that, Living Dead Girl, what is one thing that you want to tell everyone that listens to this, that watches your streams? About yourself and to them, like directly to them. What is one thing that you want to say?
One thing I want to say. You guys are all super, super amazing. Like, some of you are some of the nicest people I've ever met. And, you know, you guys come to my streams when, you know, you're busy. Like, you'll have something going on. Like, I had one of you guys was at the hospital with your family member, and you're like, you were waking them up with my stream, and you're like, let me turn your stream down, but I'm still here. I can hear you a little bit. I just don't want to wake up my aunt or whatever it was. And I was like, that is an amazing person that they took the time out of their day just to come hang out with me on my stream. And I think I was streaming Call of Duty and I was playing like Free For All. I wasn't even really doing anything crazy. It was kind of quiet. But a lot of you guys are just really, really good people. And I want to thank you for everything and for where I am and just the friendships I've made with you guys. You guys are all amazing. I love you all to death. Thank you for being there in my hardest times and in my best times. I appreciate every single one of you.
No. Made me get a tear in my eye real quick.
I'm crying.
I'm one of the viewers. Okay, so that was beautiful. We're not going to stray away from that. That was very, very beautiful. And I feel like if it came to everyone that I know and everyone that streams, you know, I do have a lot of people that I believe that are going to make it when it comes to Twitch streaming, because Twitch is a very easy but hard job.
Definitely.
Because, you know, normal people can go out and get a job and be like, okay, well, this is how much you're making an hour. With Twitch, your base income is your followers, your subscribers, right?
Yeah.
So, and the reason why it's so hard is, you know, because you can have people that are so conceited. And it's like, you subscribe. You can only subscribe. Subscriber only chat, blah, blah.
I will never do that.
Exactly. You don't want to be that type of person. You know, a person that...
There's plenty of room at the table for everyone.
Exactly. A person that gets subscriptions and could actually make a living off of Twitch is not worried about making a living off of Twitch. They're enjoying the game. They're enjoying the people. They're enjoying just like the whole thing as a whole. And I believe that that's what you guys initiate, is that you are not about like money. You're not about subscriptions. You're just all about like playing the game, having fun, meeting new people, meeting new family and friends.
Definitely. Because you start at zero. And if you're having fun, I was having a lot of fun with no one watching. Like, I was laughing the whole stream and just talking to no one. It was a blast. Like, I just love game, you know, doing it because I have fun. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. And Mr. Beast, what is, because you Twitch stream, right, Mr. Beast, right? You Twitch stream?
Very, very occasionally. Like, I kind of do it as more of a benefit to the people that, like, are, you know, they know living friends. Well enough to know me. Yeah. So friends, like, hey, guys, check out this cool VR game. Hey, check this out. So I'm not a very consistent streamer at all, to be completely honest with you.
All right. So not when it comes to
you two, like, you guys have schedules and do it, like, every week, and I'm like, last stream was 6 months ago, Indiana.
That's right.
But when I stream, like, I play for a whole game. It's just months apart.
Yeah. You see, like, what most people don't understand is, like, me and my schedule is every day. And I can understand Living Dead Girl with her schedule. And, you know, because you work. You work at this moment in time. And, well, we recently just hit a spike down here in Louisiana with certain jobs. And certain people are buying out companies. And there was this company that bought out my job and was like, hey, I know you've been working here for, like, 6 months. You want to do something you're unqualified at? I was like, what is it? And they were like, oh, do you want to work with electrical stuff? Will y'all train me? No, you have to, you know, just choose red and blue wire, you know, try it like that. So obviously I didn't take the job because, you know, couldn't do the job, and they let me go. And well, my wife, she got her dream job, which was being a CNA. Yes, good for her. Get a for her. So she got a dream job of being a CNA. I saw her first check and was like, yeah, I don't need to work at all. So that's why I stream every day. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I'm a stay-at-home husband. And I'm not ashamed of saying that. So that's the reason my schedule is literally every single day.
It's like what I want. I have been doing it about 5 days a week now, 5 instead of 7. Like, mm-hmm. I have almost gotten to every day.
Well, that's Trump good.
10-hour shifts moving boxes kicks your ass.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I can understand that. So, for the people that do not follow you, that listen to my podcast, tell them your schedule for today and tomorrow. And also give your official Twitch name.
So my schedule for today and tomorrow. So I'm doing a 420 stream tomorrow. Happy 420. So today I'm going to be probably as soon as this ends. I'm thinking 5:36. But I'm only going to be able to stream for an hour before work. But I want to, like, get, you know, talk to some of my friends I haven't seen in a while. That's another reason I stream, is I get to see people I haven't seen. And then tomorrow I'll be streaming about 2 o'clock. Maybe, 1 o'clock. I'm doing 1 p.m. tomorrow till about 3 or 4. And we're going to do a 420 stream tomorrow. So I'm going to have some really cool emotes and stuff. And but anyway, my name on Twitch is Living Dead Girl 87. And that is the girl instead of girl. So, like, G-U-R, but with double L's. I know it's complicated. I got to fix it. But, yeah, Living Dead Girl 87. That is my name.
No G on Living either.
Yeah, no, Livin'.
Livin'
a vida loca.
So I know you guys play on PC, which by all means, you guys are the luckiest people alive. What is your thoughts on PS5?
I mean, so at this point, it's kind of getting down to preference. Like, if you can afford that 3080 in your PC and you're a real, you know, graphics whore, great, man. But even at that point, a lot of games on these other systems are allowing mouse and keyboard support since they're all cross-play anyway now, so you can compete, yada, yada, yada. And even at that point, you can get into the argument about controller aim assist being stronger than the free movement you get from mouse and keyboard, depending on what you're playing, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's just down to preference at this point, man. You know, you spend $500 on a rig, you spend $1,000 on a PC, and you're a lot more liberated in that sense.
We're also not on the PS5 yet.
There's other people who have gaming rigs like me, and they're using controllers on the crap. Yeah. Use their mouse.
Oh yeah.
Well, you see, I figure, you know, most people, if they, you know, you ever have that thought? If you just think like me, you'd be better off. You ever have that thought?
Yes.
Because I believe that all consoles have their perks and all consoles Definitely. Have their cons. Xbox, I still blame Xbox for Mixer, and I will never forget about it, ever. Because where's Mixer?
Yeah, exactly.
Because whenever I had an Xbox, because it was the cheapest of the ones that could be bought, I was like, I want to stream. And I was forced to stream to YouTube because all they had was Mixer. So, but like we said, you know, consoles have their pros and cons. I want to own every console that I can.
Same. You know, that's how we are.
I love Halo.
I love Halo. There's one console that'll always, because I can normally stray away from getting an Xbox because a lot of games I end up playing on Xbox release on the PC.
On PC, yeah.
Yeah.
And generally with crossplay, or it gets added in later like they did with Gears. It matters. I'm always going to end up buying a damn Nintendo, man. There's no straying away from it. There's just games you can't get. You can get clones of them that are decent.
You can't get Zelda on a Nintendo. I mean, you can't get Zelda on anything else other than Nintendo. Exactly.
You're not getting that experience anywhere else. You can go play Elden Ring, which is pretty damn similar. It's super jacked difficulty, and you can tell it's like
weird. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's not Zelda, though. That's not a game.
See, I recently just got the Nintendo Switch Online.
Mario Party? You can play Pummel Party, but that's not Mario Party. You can play Brawlhalla. That's not Smash Brothers, man. Brawlhalla's fun. That's not Smash Brothers. I'm not getting to choose characters I've known for years. Beat the crap out of people with them.
Well, yeah, that's like Nintendo Switch Online, man. Like, I got it. And I can actually play Majora's Mask again. I'm a kid again.
Yeah, I got him one on there.
And you know, you have a very valid point when it comes to that. Nintendo has games, and I feel like they know that.
Oh yeah,
they do. They do, and they sell themselves as knowing that. They're like, we can play with little gimmicks and stuff like that. Like, we can afford to do that because, irregardless, people are going to buy our systems because we make these five games.
Like the GameCube is a very good system. Very good. There's so many good games on the GameCube. We still have one.
What?
Yeah, somewhere.
It's downstairs.
That's like, shelf. When have you ever heard of a Nintendo Switch game going on a discount?
Yeah.
Quietness answers my question.
Yeah, no, that's why I don't own many of them. Or on their own store, you'll occasionally see a discount pop up. Occasionally. But it's not for
game
games.
I went to Walmart yesterday to get some games or whatever because, you know, I was able to cash out and get some money for some games or whatever. And I was really looking to get Super Mario Party. But I also wanted to get another one. So I was like, I don't know what's going to happen with this one. So I was looking. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is still $60.
Yeah.
But it's just a remaster.
It released how many years ago?
Oh, no, they cross-released that. They cross-released that on the Wii U, and so it's not a remaster. But yeah, it's an old game.
It's expensive still. Well,
I mean, it's not like, and I can't even blame them because, here, let me check here. Because
you've seen PlayStation games gone down, a game that just came out, and you're like, wow, it's only $30.
Price for you right now.
Like Battlefield 2042 is now $30.
I still have not played it. I played the demo, the beta, and it didn't even work.
Look, if you want to be sad, just go watch Cujo. All right, don't play Battlefield 2042.
I heard it was bad, and so I'm taking your guys' words for it. You know, I believe it.
It was horrible. I didn't even buy it. My buddy brought it over, and he was like, "Hey, man, try this out. It's really cool. If you like it, go buy it." I said, "Okay, cool." 20 minutes into multiplayer, I exited. Nope.
You're like, I hate it.
I hate it. Going to complain to you about the price of any Call of Duty because I was like, yeah, man, every Call of Duty is $60 still on Steam. They're doing a sale. Every Call of Duty is $20 on Steam right now. They're actually fairly priced right now.
Wow.
You heard Infinite Warfare was only $6.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to check the price of that game right now.
I don't remember when it was, but it was either on the PlayStation Store or the Xbox Store, and I was looking for games to play, and I went from price lowest to highest, and Infinite Warfare, or it was either Infinite or Advanced, I don't really remember which, was $6. I was like, wow.
Wow.
Call of Duty is down bad, and everybody's like, Vanguard is so cool. Vanguard is so awesome. It's basically Call of Duty World War II, but with more weapons. And I will die on that hill.
Dude, it boggles my mind how I can get Black Ops 2 for the same price that I could actually buy Vanguard for. Like, yeah. Obviously, minus this discount going right now, like, it is still $60 when the sale ends here in 50 hours. Mm-hmm.
We have reached the 55-minute mark, and of course, anyone knows that these podcasts go for 60 minutes. They do not go any more farther than that. That's just Anchor. We don't hate them for it. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. So we have time to ask both Mr. Beast and Miss Living Dead Girl a question before we gotta hop off today. So one thing I want to ask Mr. Beast, because I'm very interested in your voice acting, what is one thing you're going to do? Well, what is one dream that you have with your voice acting?
Get on One Piece.
Hey!
I thought about that. Get on One Piece. That show's got quite a long time of dubbing left. If I work hard, I see no reason why I couldn't be at least a bit character on that show. There are thousands of characters on that show.
All right, so last question for Miss Living Dead Girl. I want to ask you, what is your goal? What is your goal with Twitch? What is your goal with everything?
My goal, I never thought it would be this, but I actually wouldn't mind being a Twitch partner and streaming and just having fun and keep content creating. Content creating is a blast. I love editing and I hate it at the same time. But yeah, I'd say partner of Twitch and keep content creating.
All righty. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it here today. We have talked to Mr. Beast and Miss Living Dead Girl. Living Dead Girl is on Twitch. She streams. She is an amazing streamer. I say it every time she pops into my stream late at night. So I want everybody to go give her a follow. Everybody just go talk to her. She is an amazing person. Mr. Beast, I hope the best, 100%. I hope you get on One Piece. That is, if you do, just know you said it on this podcast, so I earned kind of like 5% commission. So thank you guys for coming to Senpai on the Rock. You guys want to say goodbye?
Bye,
everyone. Thanks for having us.
All right, so we will see you guys on the last episode of Who Will You Be on Senpai on the Rocks. This is the second to last. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.